This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and happy to be with you once again. I've got a couple of topics that I want to cover in today's program before Doug joins me that are relative to the holidays that are coming upon us. I want to talk about cholesterol first, and secondly, I want to talk about something patients have been asking me. In the privacy of a treatment room, one minute I'm a doctor taking care of my patient's complaints, and then the next moment I'm the bartender tending to questions that aren't immediately related to the reason they came in that day, but are nevertheless just as important in their feeling and understanding of their current condition. And what I hear is questions about depression. So I want to talk about depression too. Depression during the holidays, which is, it seems to be an increasing problem, only in the sense that more and more people are expressing feelings in regard to this. They just assume not have the holiday for a number of reasons. So I want to talk about, and I don't want to cause any depression. I have an answer for that. So we'll talk about that after I talk about cholesterol, because I want to address cholesterol first, of course, because heart disease is not an issue on my father's side of the family. In fact, my father at 96 just passed away earlier this year, but not from heart disease. He had a fractured hip a couple of years earlier, and like a lot of people at that age, you just start going downhill afterwards. But on my mother's side, an awful lot of people, not the least of which was my own mother, her father, my grandfather, an aunt, and an uncle and another aunt, all in that immediate family, having problems with heart disease. So heart disease is a bit personal. And they were on statins, of course, that are prescribed to lower cholesterol. In fact, the statin drugs have become the best-selling class of drugs in history. And it's all based on a lie. The scam says, and I'm going to use the term scam because I'm serious, the scam says that cholesterol is bad, that it causes heart disease, and if you just get the numbers down, you're going to be fine. Well, these are all lies that have been spread to sell very ineffective and very dangerous drugs, most of them in the United States. But did you know that Americans make up 5% of the world's population, but Americans consume 40 to 50% of the world's pharmaceuticals? I'm going to say them. I'll give you that number again. Our 330 million people in America make up about 5% of the entire world's population, yet we consume up to 50% of the world's pharmaceuticals. And yet we are way, way down in almost all serious health criteria measurements, according to the World Health Organization. I have to do a show on what those numbers are, because they're terrible. But cardiovascular disease is not a disease of cholesterol. Cardiovascular disease is a disease of inflammation. Cholesterol is actually very protective. Your liver makes tons of cholesterol because cholesterol is absolutely essential for life. If you do not have enough cholesterol in your diet, your liver is going to make a ton of it. If you have a lot of cholesterol in your diet, the liver won't have to make so much. But either way, you're going to have some form of cholesterol in the system, because cholesterol is the healing ingredient for systemic inflammation. Now I'll get into that a little bit more here in a second. Back in 1984, do you know what was considered to be normal cholesterol, 1984. 330. And when they started coming out with this cholesterol is the cause of heart attack lie, almost everybody's cholesterol was from 300 down to about 200. And you can't sell drugs unless you scare people to death. Because inwardly, you just know food is your best medicine. You just know, you just have that sense. So they started lowering the number and lowering the number and lowering the number. Until now, I think they want it to be under 150, which is deadly. Dr. Graveline wrote a book called Lipitor, Thief of Memory. He's one of the cardiovascular specialists to our astronauts. And a great book. It's still in print. Lipitor, the Thief of Memory. At the time, Lipitor was the number one selling drug on the planet, even though 50% of the drugs were sold inside the United States. And talks about how it just destroyed his memory, the muscle pain. And anybody that's been on a statin for a while knows what I'm talking about. You have to go from one statin to another statin to another statin because they're just terrible. Because statins stop the body from making cholesterol. And when you stop the body from one of its natural processes, there's going to be hell to pay. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And I'm talking a little bit about cholesterol here as we go into the holidays because some of my patients still have some crazy ideas in their head about how bad cholesterol is. But blaming cholesterol for heart disease is like blaming the firefighter for the fire. It's like blaming the gasoline that's spilling in the middle of an intersection on the two cars that just collided for the accident. You need cholesterol for the functioning of your brain and your nerves. You need cholesterol for the production of adrenal and sex hormones. You need cholesterol for the synthesis of vitamin D in the body. And if it was so harmful, why would your liver make 85% of the total amount of cholesterol in your body anyway? I mean, did you know that when you eat less, as I was saying there a little bit earlier, your body is just going to make more cholesterol? When you eat more, your body makes less. An excellent book on this subject is Judith DeCava, that's DeCava, Cholesterol Facts and Fantasies. And she just goes deep into the research, what the research has to say about the integral role that cholesterol plays in all of the body's functions. So in nearly three decades now of taking care of my patients, not just structurally, but nutritionally, I constantly get this confused look in the eyes of all these new patients I take care of when I try to unplug them out of the matrix and let them know that cholesterol is not only good, it is essential to vitality and resilience. And in fact, the older you get, the higher your cholesterol numbers should be. Why? Because as you get older, you're suffering more from toxicities, you're suffering more from malnutrition. Yes, malnutrition is a big thing in America today. And so because of the systemic inflammation, your body's going to make more cholesterol to take care of that. Cholesterol is the ultimate Band-Aid. So here's how it goes. You go in for your annual physical, and your doctor says your cholesterol is high, and for Pete's sake, you just don't want to die of a heart attack, do you? So we're going to give you a statin to lower the cholesterol. But what qualifies as high? As I was saying here at the beginning of the program, in 1984, 330 was considered the maximum normal level for cholesterol. But because then it was taken into account that cholesterol levels naturally rise with age, as I said, 3 years later in 1987, the first statin drug came out, didn't sell very well. So the medical propaganda machine made up a new lie that cholesterol was bad, it's evil. And they scared people into taking a drug to get their cholesterol down to the new upper limit of, I think, at the time, about 1987 was 200. And this number is not based on science. It's not based on evidence. It's based on brilliant marketing. Cholesterol is one of the greatest scams in history. In fact, about half of all heart attacks and strokes happen to people with normal cholesterol. I mentioned Dr. Graveline. If you go to Space Doc, just, you know, like outer space and doctor, Space Doc, SpaceDoc.com. That's where these cardiologists to the astronauts write up all their studies, and they bring in all the other studies that are out there that show The older you are, the higher your cholesterol needs to be. But now back to your physical. Your doctor says your cholesterol's a little high. Robbie didn't mention that there's no statin benefit for women. There's no study out there anywhere that shows women are benefited by a statin. And some of the most well done, precisely administered studies show that only about 1 out of every 100 men would benefit from taking a statin, by comparison to 1 out of 3 people that would benefit from the placebo. So just to be clear, I want to be very clear on this, because the research will back me up. There is no credible evidence linking dietary or blood cholesterol to cardiovascular disease. There is none. And statins are not only ineffective, they're dangerous. Diseases caused by statins include diabetes, cancer, nerve and muscle damage, depression, suicide, and ironically, heart failure. Another common side effect is something, I have some Italian relatives. Stonat. It means stupid. The medical term is impaired cognition, which includes dementia and memory loss. And it's easy to remember because statin, stonad, and stupid all sound the same. And I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I'm trying to make a point. There are excellent lab tests for finding out what the risk of your heart disease really is, but cholesterol is not one of them. You know, cardiac CRP or homocysteine levels, things like this, are much better tests to determine that there might be something to do for the heart. Tests that don't work, like checking your urinary proteins, get ignored because there's no drugs that can lower your urinary proteins. And when your urinary proteins start getting high, it's a much better indication of some problems that might be going on with the heart. But the reason we discuss cholesterol at all is because the drugs are marketed to treat heart disease. So I want you to keep that in mind. When we get back, I'm going to give you some steps to avoid heart disease. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
So welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm not the Forbidden Doctor, as I always say. The Forbidden Doctor is that doctor deep inside you. The medical tyranny forbids you to know about. They don't want you to know that you can heal yourself. They want you to believe that only drugs heal. Now, I'm not being down on medicine. My goodness, if I had a serious accident, I'd want to be in the best equipped, best trained emergency room I could possibly be in. It's just that when you get past the emergency room, the problems start showing up. Medicine is great for acute problems, but it kind of falls on its face when it comes to chronic problems, because most chronic problems are a result of environmental poisons, toxins, and malnutrition from not eating the things we should be eating and too much of what we should not be eating. And I have plenty of podcasts on that at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts. So, as I said before the break, there's excellent lab tests so that you can determine what your risk of heart disease is. But cholesterol is not one of them. And so the tests that do work, urinary proteins, there should be very little protein showing up in the urinalysis. Protein should be going right through the glomerular filters inside the kidney. The only thing that should be coming out of your urine is uric acids and a few other kinds of compounds and an awful lot of water and some minerals. If your kidney is really the mineral filtration system in the body, and if your body needs some minerals it doesn't want to let go of, it won't let them go in the kidney filter. If it's got some extra minerals that it wants to let go of, it will let go of them through the kidney filter. But heart proteins are not something that should be showing up. So if heart proteins start showing up in your urine, that's a good indication there's some heart problems that are going on. But they ignore these things. Why do they ignore heart proteins in the urine? Because there's no drug to lower heart proteins in the urine. And the only reason we discuss cholesterol, the only reason cholesterol is an issue at all is because the drugs are marketed to treat it. So what can you do for cardiovascular health? Well, first, ignore your blood cholesterol. Don't be afraid of foods that contain it, and inform yourself before you do anything to lower it, to pay attention to what's going on. But you need the fats, and you need to eat plenty of healthy fats, like grass-fed beef, organic eggs, wild fish, cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, and cut down on the sugar and cut down on the starch. Some other steps that you can consider doing is to see a natural health professional who understands what tests really matter and knows what to do about them. That's why we have our symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com, right there on the homepage. It's a series of, more than 200 questions. You'll probably only answer about 10, 15, maybe 20 of them, because the rest of them have nothing to do with you. When you read it, you say, well, that's not my problem. Well, this one's me. And you mark it. And what you'll do, what you'll get in return is a half-hour consultation with our chief nutritionist, Trudy. She'll get back to you, and after she and I review the results, she'll get back and say, all right, here's some suggestions that we think that you might want to consider. So something you might want to schedule, I can discuss your lab tests, and I can put plans of action again together to prevent this needless condition taking place. So we'll continue with more. I've got some more suggestions, and then I want to get into the depression end of what I'm talking about. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed the bill to avert a great rail strike that he said could have plunged the U.S. into a catastrophic recession.
Let me begin by thanking my team here. They did one heck of a job in averting what could have been a real disaster and ended up with a good product. But we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
Health officials in the United Kingdom are warning parents to watch for symptoms after six children died after contracting a bacterial infection caused by a version of the disease known as Group A strep. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
More of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Yeah, I have two websites. The jackstockwell.com is what I do structurally, and the 15%, I think it's 17% the last time we looked at it, 17% of our practice comes in from out of state, just for the structural things that I do. And then, of course, I think we have patients in every state in the union. All of a sudden, Alaska numbers are increasing. But we have patients in every state in the union when it comes to the nutritional work that we do, and we do online work. And you provide us with the answers to the questions we give you, and then we can start talking about your conditions over the phone. And we're making recommendations not to take the place of what you're doing now, but to add to what you're doing now so that you find out and will discover that what you are doing now, you may not need to do so much of. Boy, that sounds like a bunch of double talk, but I think you understand what I said. So what can you do for cardiovascular health? Like I was saying, you want to ignore your blood cholesterol. Don't be afraid of foods that contain it. But you want to get the good fats. Now, the bad fats are the fats that are usually in salad oils, soybean oil, canola oil, the two of the biggest. They're just overly processed, bleached out, hydrogenated fats that absolutely will cause inflammation, systemic inflammation, throughout the heart and the rest of the arterial system of the body. And then the cholesterol shows up. Yeah, cholesterol will show up as a band-aid to the inflammation that is building up inside the system. So how do you stop the inflammation? Get rid of the bad fats and start eating the good fats. Like I said, to repeat myself again, grass-fed beef, organic eggs, wild-caught fish and olive oil, and cut down on the sugar and the starch. Some of the other things, the symptom survey that I mentioned, you can get that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then a little bit of exercise. Oh, I hate exercise. Yeah, I know. But just 1 to 2 hours a week with an emphasis on the high-intensity, short-duration resistance workouts. And I tell my patients the best thing to do, especially out here in the West where we have a lot of hills, you know, just go out there and do a normal walk up the hill, down the hill, up the hill, down the hill, up the hill, down the hill. Because every time you go up the hill, you have a little more high-intensity demand on the heart. When you go down the hill, it breaks down a little bit. The research has indicated and shown very clearly that
intermittent type of stress like that placed upon the heart is better than continued. In other words, instead of walking a mile at 3 to 4 miles an hour on a flat surface and just staying that way all the way through, they found out it's better even for a half a mile if there's some hills involved where the heart has to work a little harder, then it slows down. Then it works harder, then it slows down. Has turned out to be more beneficial. You want to take whole food supplements that include fish oil and stay away from the synthetic vitamins. How do you know what is a synthetic vitamin? If it has the chemical name on the label, it's synthetic because it's a chemical. If the label doesn't have several foods listed that are a part of that product, it's a synthetic product. So I work with patients who want to create a diet and supplement program to address their individual concerns and meet their goals. As the old Chinese medicine saying goes, the inferior physician treats a disease. The superior physician prevents disease and nourishes life. So I could be a little sophomoric at this point and just tell you to love your cholesterol and realize that cholesterol is the basic chemical of over 50 hormones that are involved with emotions. So one of the prime side effects that I have found in my patients who are using statins, cholesterol-lowering drugs, is a certain level of depression. So they come in and say, why am I so exhausted? Why am I unhappy? Why am I getting fatter? Why don't I want to have sex anymore? You know, and so the real answers aren't more medications. The answer is to adequately feed, protect, and support the glands that are involved with your emotional life. And that is the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenals. It's called the HPA axis, A-X-I-S, axis, not access. And so that is why I created Ageless Thyroid. I can't call it Ageless Hypothalamus. Most people don't even know they have one, let alone where it is, sitting in the brain right underneath the thalamus gland. That's why we call it the hypothalamus. But it has an awful lot to do with emotional well-being. This supplement also supports the pituitary gland that was referred to as the master gland because it has an awful lot to do with your emotional health and your sexual health and the ability to maintain manhood and womanhood right through the end of your life. So if you can imagine no doctors, no appointments, no drugs, no side effects, no compounding, no HRT, no dieting, no shopping, no cooking, no juicing, no prescriptions, that's what I'm talking about with the idea of using this product that I've created, Ageless Thyroid. You can read an awful lot more about it at agelessthyroid.com. We have a website that's dedicated to it. And it, when we can get, let me back up. Anytime I'm dealing with a patient, especially in the holidays, who said, you know, I just can't get in the spirit. I want you to start taking this Ageless Thyroid. I guarantee you within 30 days. See, Christmas is more than 30 days away. I guarantee that within 30 days, your whole attitude about the holidays will change because there's something missing in your diet that feeds on a micronutritional level the healthiest parts of these glands that have an awful lot to do with your overall well-being. Antidepressive drugs deal with altering the neurotransmitter actions and functions inside the brain. I'm not dealing with that. I'm dealing with the glands that made you run around and just go crazy when you were a kid with excitement over the holidays. Excitement with the first day of school. Excitement with getting into sports. Excitement with playing with your friends. The excitement that kept you out late at night when mom or dad were yelling at you to come home because it had been dark for an hour. That kind of excitement is still possible in midlife, and it's certainly possible as an adult. But all too often, the thyroid gets stressed. The hypothalamus is not getting the micronutrition it needs to get the job done.
So when we were looking for something that we could do to help patients, we found, a half a dozen different kinds of supplements. What we did is we put it all together in one called Ageless Thyroid. So much more information is available at agelessthyroid.com, where you can become your happy, cheerful self again. You know, if you could easily repair your thyroid gland, if you could easily feel better, get your energy back, have your depression lifted, menstrual issues lessened, hot flashes reduced, you know, become your cheerful, happy self again, sustained energy, actually lose some weight, and start enjoying sex again. My wife, Mary, came up with a saying that we use all the time because I think it's profound. Enjoy the peace that comes from foundational healing rather than the useless frustration of managing symptoms, which is what, you know, medicine does today. They, you know, as I said earlier, outside of the emergency room, all they can do is just manage the symptoms. Because most of the symptoms that they're trying to manage to make better through drug living better chemistry kind of thing are the results of environmental toxins in the body that need to be detoxed and missing something vital in your diet in the sense of micronutrition. We know that of all the minerals, there's at least 80 of them that play an important role in our overall health and well-being and the function of our brain and our glands. So what we did with Ageless Thyroid was to bring all of these things together and provide a supplement that is food-based, absolutely food-based, that works with your energy, anti-aging, reduce hair loss, emotional balancing, clearer thinking, libido and fertility. It addresses faster metabolism. It actually helps to clear up acne, softens the skin, reduces stress, and because of the iodine content, definitely helps strengthen the immune system and the immune response. So, as we are coming closer to the holiday period and more celebration in our life, and we're going to be eating a lot of foods that are loaded with sugar, they're loaded with starch, you're going to be stressing your system, you just kind of, you know, take it easy. I'm not telling you you can't have that pumpkin pie. Lost our father earlier this year, I think I mentioned earlier. And at 96, she makes this incredible pumpkin pie. The bottom of the pumpkin pie on the crust is loaded with pecans and then pumpkin over top of it. Oh, my goodness. And it's all I can do to keep it to one piece. But I'm just, you know, I'm 72. I just turned 72 recently. I'm still going 100 miles an hour because I try to follow my own advice. I'm not going to care two whits about the cholesterol that's in the food that I'm going to be eating because my mother, who is knocking on 90 herself, is still going strong because she's been following my advice for the last 30 years, and she more so than my father did, and she knows the kind of foods to produce and try to limit the starches, try to limit the sugars, but at the same time, If we're careful with the food choices that we're making, then there's room for some pie, and there's room for some cookies, and there's room for some candies. It's just that it can't dominate the whole diet. And so I'll imbibe. I definitely will. There's no doubt about it, especially the pumpkin pie that she makes. So health comes down to a very simple formula. It comes down to a point where The kind of choices that we make in the food that comes into our bodies, the type of water, the cleaner the water, the healthier you're going to be, and the more water you drink, the healthier you're going to be. You ever find yourself in a point where you know you ought to drink another at least half a glass of water and you just don't really want to? You need to do it. I think dehydration is the problem behind an awful lot of the problems that we have in health. So drink a lot more water and have a good time and enjoy the holidays that are coming. Don't worry about cholesterol. There's always going to be somebody in the family somewhere. I can't eat that. It's got cholesterol. It's just, to me, it's just like, I can't walk up that mountain because I'd have to breathe heavier and I'd get all that oxygen inside my body. I mean, to me, it's that silly. So, and I'm not trying to be preachy, and I'm not trying to punish anybody or talk down or condescending. It's just that there's just so much to learn. And you can learn an awful lot about what I've been talking about in Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com, where all these podcasts are recorded with Dr. Ken and myself. And you can listen to my podcasts, over 200 of them, at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around. Doug will be joining me here in a moment so we can wrap up this week's program.
Apple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here gracing us with his presence. Jack has any number of ways of communicating with you, the listener, and with his clients. He has a wonderful facility in Salt Lake City, known all around that part of the world as the best NUCCA chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A, specializing in the upper cervical spine, the areas of your neck, your shoulders, that sort of thing, that always need attention. I could see Jack, if I were closer to him, every week for treatment. And it isn't that it doesn't work, it's that what we do to ourselves.
Most of the people I take care of, I only need to see them once or twice a year. Now, if you once a week for, say, 3 or 4 weeks, then I probably wouldn't need to see you for a month or two.
Yeah, well, you'll see me.
Weekly stuff.
You'll see me in maybe a month or two as it turns out. We'll see how the travel goes. Here's the story of lab-grown blood, which has been given to people in the first clinical trial over in England. What do you think about scientists growing human red blood cells in a laboratory? Is this good? Is it encouraging? This is all about stem. It stemmed, if you will, from stem cell research. And, you know, they take blood donor samples and they try to create new red blood cells from them. And apparently this is helping because they, you know, need a lot of blood transfusions. And in many places, there's not enough of a particular type, Jack, A, B, O, A, B, that sort of thing. So this is supposed to be, hell, what do you think? Is this a good idea?
Well, you're going to have to ask me that question 5 years from now. But apparently, it's a wait-and-see kind of thing, because people can have blood disorders causing their blood not to act the way it should be. And so what they're not talking about is the fact that they're staying away from the blood from vaccinated people. There's a premium on blood for the unvaccinated people, because the people who got vaccinated are carrying that spike protein, and it is hurting the blood, and so they are way down on their blood bank volumes. And they've been experimenting with this stuff for some time. I mean, they've been experimenting with even growing organs, for that matter, using stem cell technology. I don't know how successful that's been, but, you know, the researchers are hoping that all these manufactured red blood cells are going to help people with all these rare blood types, especially, as I think you mentioned, sickle cell disease.
Yeah.
And the blood, you know, it's not just the hemoglobin on the red blood cells that carries the oxygen. Blood's also carrying all kinds of vital nutrients throughout the entire system,
mm-hmm.
as well as removing waste and cleaning up infections and this kind of stuff. And so they need the cleanest, best stuff they can come up with. But what I think it's kind of interesting. The thing they're not talking about is they're steering away from vaccinated blood supplies.
Right, I didn't know. That's news. Interesting mm-hmm. to hear that. I wonder about your thoughts. Dr. Ken and I talked about this study that raises doubts about the role of good cholesterol, heart health. You and I have talked about this ad nauseum, about cholesterol not really making any difference. There's not the good and the bad and the ugly here. Do you want to weigh in on this study that now in, this came from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, so it's not somebody that would be accused of being a hack. So what do you make of this? Is a, you can do I told you so, but you know, maybe you can give us a little more.
Well,
than that.
We've been on the air together almost two decades practically.
Yep.
And you know my position on cholesterol.
I know.
If you don't have cholesterol in your diet, your liver's going to make it. If you have it in your diet, your liver won't need to make as much. 50 of the hormones that affect our emotions are cholesterol based. We know very well the older you get, the higher your cholesterol should be. And in 1984, it was determined that 330 was a normal amount for cholesterol.
Wow, but that's when they came up with the drugs, tell you. Yeah.
The heart guys told you that in 1984, that 330 was perfectly okay. But when they came up with the drugs like Lipitor and some of the other statins that would force the liver to stop doing one of its normal processes, then all of a sudden they moved the numbers down lower and lower and lower and lower so they could sell those damn drugs.
Yeah, well, I tried them for about a week. They don't work with me.
No, right. they're dangerous.
Yeah, they are. All right, Dr. Jack, find his, there are lots of things, the most recent Jack podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com focuses on supplements. He also has it, forbiddendoctor.com, great information as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.